Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A man and his mother are facing charges for allegedly selling a product they say can prevent cancer. It's called Apricots from God, and it's been available on the internet. 51-year-old Jason Vail is a former arm wrestling champ and a self-described entrepreneur. He had previously been arrested in a similar scheme. His mother is identified as Barbara Vail. They were arrested at their homes in Belrose, Queens. At the mother's home, federal authorities found drums of a liquid they determined to be hazardous. The mother is to appear in court later this hour. Her son was taken to a hospital after his arrest. It's unclear why. A New York City cop took a bullet to the chest early today in Harlem, but he's going to be okay.
Just 5 hours after his bulletproof vest most likely saved his life, this officer taken out in a wheelchair from St. Luke's Mount Sinai and already headed home. There were 911 calls just before 2 a.m. about a naked man banging on doors and screaming inside the seven-story apartment building at 148th and Frederick Douglass. This officer and other cops from the 3-2 precinct responding and headed up to the second floor where they say they saw a man pointing a 9mm handgun at them. And during a violent struggle then, this cop called for backup, then an exchange of gunfire and the 29-year-old suspect killed right in front of Sharon Allen's sister's apartment. They had called 911.
Yes, the officer was shot. It was a dispute between the officer because apparently she called the cops because he was acting erratically. He was acting erratically. In the hallway, naked.
This the fourth police-involved shooting in our city in just 8 days. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, the shooting scene here in Harlem.
Bike safety was the topic in Brooklyn this morning as the Department of Transportation opened a new protected bike lane and discussed an expanded initiative to keep bikes and motor vehicles apart.
The ribbon was cut in the new Fountain Avenue protected bike lane in Brooklyn, and the city aims to establish 30 new protected bike lanes every year. Courtney Williams, a consultant with the organization Brown Bike Girl, says the protected bike lanes are needed, especially in low-income places like East New York and Brownsville.
It's going to give the people who live in this area the choice and the opportunity to transport themselves in a way that's affordable, that's practical.
The city also added to the Green Wave. It's a technique to set the traffic lights so bicyclists can catch more green lights. They won't have to stop so often. What it means for motorists is it reduces the speeds to about 15 miles per hour. It was done on Hoyt and Bond Streets. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
The 9/11 Memorial and Museum previewed a new exhibit today.
The exhibit takes you step by step through the search, capture, and death of Osama bin Laden. There are never-before-seen artifacts from his hideout, interviews with Navy SEALs. Here's then-CIA Director Leon Panetta.
We continue to conduct a heavy surveillance on the compound every day, 7 days, 24 hours a day.
Mark Kelton led the overseas mission to locate and raid the compound.
The moment when the SEAL came over the tactical comms relayed to us by Admiral McRaven that it was indeed bin Laden, the feeling is something that I can't really describe.
The exhibit opens November 15th at the World Trade Center Museum and Memorial. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez is pushing a justice reform effort. He'll ask state lawmakers to sponsor legislation that would let prosecutors cut down harsh sentences given to people convicted of felonies. Under the plan, a DA could step in after an inmate has served 20 years in prison for the most serious crimes and after 15 years for all other felonies. The DA would make a motion to a judge who would make the final decision on whether to reduce the sentence. Strike Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. is looking to get out in front of the looming recreational marijuana industry once New York State legalizes pot. AM New York says Diaz's office has six proposals on how the Bronx and communities of color can benefit from upcoming business opportunities. Diaz says that would include deals with financial institutions to invest in mom-and-pop pot shops. Two business associates of Rudy Giuliani were in court today in Manhattan.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman pleaded not guilty to charges of illegally funneling foreign donations to U.S. political candidates. Parnas spoke briefly after walking out of federal court in Manhattan.
I look forward to defending myself vigorously in court, and I'm certain that in the time, truth will be revealed, and I will be vindicated.
Parnas and Fruman allegedly used a shell company to make a $325,000 donation to a pro-Trump super PAC. They're also accused of raising money for the campaign of Texas Congressman Pete Sessions as part of a scheme to have the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine removed from office. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
The search continues for a driver who ran over a woman in the Bronx. Police say the 50-year-old victim was crossing Pittman Avenue in the Wakefield section September 22nd. When a dark-colored pickup truck backed over her legs with its rear wheels. The pickup then sped off as the woman writhed in pain, struggling to get up. She was eventually rushed to the hospital in stable condition. Anyone with information on the driver is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.